Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.
When issues matter, we sometimes elevate it to be the to the attention of one person, one point person, and they become a cabinet level person, an office in the state of Maine. According to Governor Mills, we needed an office of new Americans, and there's energy issues and housing issues. Republican State Senate candidate John Andrews in Paris, it's been a hot minute since we've welcomed you to the program. We're liking the sound of what you're suggesting that we have as a perhaps a cabinet level or an office in the state of Maine. Tell us about it, would you, John?
Well, good morning, boys. Thanks for having me. Paul, nice to meet you. Yeah, my idea is to establish an Office of Inspector General in the executive branch. About 12 states have an IG with statewide authority, and I think about 30 have one that's specific to something like Medicaid fraud. And I think having an independent investigative office that can go directly to the U.S. attorney is imperative. Because if you remember, Maine is like the only state that does not elect their constitutional officers. The attorney general is selected by the legislative majority in Augusta. And our current paradigm is a Medicaid fraud investigatory unit under the AG, which isn't going to cut it with all the fraud that's been uncovered nationally by Nick Shirley in Maine, by the Maine Wire. I think we really need an independent investigative agency with subpoena power, full audit capability to go after waste, fraud, and abuse of Medicaid or Maine care.
John, I already know the answer to this question, but don't we already have an attorney general's office that should be doing just this?
We do. But every state has to have some kind of Medicaid fraud prevention unit. We have that under the AG, and like I said, the AG is selected by Augusta insiders, which makes it inherently political. So we need an independent unit. In the current paradigm with the AG unit, they're more reactive. They react to cases that come to them. With a truly independent AG, we can be aggressive. We can be proactive and go after these networks that have been uncovered in the state of Maine that are just abusing the system, stealing taxpayer funds. Hopefully, we can recoup those funds, pay for the IG's office, and anything excess can either be given back to the people or given to people through Medicaid to people who actually need it. There's families out there who need help, and they're kind of getting shortchanged by people gaming the system for personal profit.
Kind of a thought that we had is this office could probably pay for itself within a week, considering what we have seen the Maine Wire uncover. Let me ask about two things that happened when Vice President J.D. Vance came to Bangor and tried to shine the spotlight on this issue. Mainstream legacy media did a fair job of it. One of the things is the vice president kept saying fraudsters, fraudsters. And it wasn't long before we saw legacy media in our state and Democrats start to, I don't know, make it sound like fraudsters was just a joke, just a jab of the elbow into the ribs. Look, they're talking about fraudsters again. They're trying to minimize what some see as a serious theft of taxpayer finances.
Yeah, I agree with that, Rick. I think the Democrats kind of downplaying it just shows how important it is. When people go to the ballot this November, you need to vote for folks who are going to take this seriously. You're going to vote for people who can bring change to Augusta. And waste, fraud, and abuse of taxpayer funds should be a bare minimum for anybody you vote for in November. And I realize under the current paradigm of a Democrat total control of Augusta like we've had for the past 8 years, this probably isn't going to happen. But I think it's important for Republican candidates to lay out for the people of Maine what's possible with Bobby Charles as governor, a Republican House, a Republican Senate. You know, if we get the keys, we can actually be proactive, fix this, and put independent systems in place for future administrations, future legislatures. Like, that's why it's so important to have an independent office that can operate freely with no partisan or political overtures. Just, you know, Elliot Ness, right? And the Untouchables. Like, just go after the crime, fix it.
The other thing that happened when Vice President J.D. Vance came, even before he was on the stage, former Governor Paul LePage, now running for Congress in Maine's 2nd CD, took the stage and addressed the issue of fraud. He said, we sent cases of fraud to be investigated to the Attorney General's office. But at the time, the Attorney General was, a name very familiar to people, Janet Mills. Paul LePage claimed that the Attorney General's office then under Mills either did a poor job or did no job of investigating what the administration brought forward.
Paul is 100% correct. And the root of this is Maine's the only state where the people do not elect their constitutional officers. You get a statewide election, somebody running for AG, they're going to have to talk about what they're going to do about waste, fraud, and abuse on the campaign trail. Historically, the AG has been selected from somebody in the legislature who is the closest sitting Democrat with a law degree. You're the next attorney general. Is they're put in place to protect power, not to fight for the taxpayer to prevent waste, fraud, and abuse. So if we can't get constitutional officers elected by the people, that's a heavy lift. That takes two-thirds because it's a constitutional amendment for a vote in the House and the Senate. If we can't do that, if that's not going to happen anytime soon, let's get an independent inspector general's office to stop the bleed of taxpayer funds, man. When somebody's bleeding out, you apply a tourniquet, and that's exactly what this office would be doing, and that's my hope. If I win my election in November, this is something I'm really going to push for. And I encourage everybody running, Republican, Democrat, Independent, you know, you should be talking about stopping, preventing, and getting proactive about stopping waste, fraud, abuse, and corruption in Augusta.
Republican for State Senate John Andrews in Paris this morning talking with us, proposing this executive-level office in our state to combat fraud and waste. You alluded to it just a moment ago. A listener sends a text and says, would this just be a simple passage of a bill, or would it require some sort of amending of Maine's constitution, which we know is a very heavy lift? I think it's the former, not the latter, because Maine's Office of New Americans wouldn't be in place if it was a change to the constitution, John.
Well, Maine's Office of New Americans didn't even get a vote on the floor. They just put it in the budget and rammed it through so we could do the same thing, like copy their playbook, but actually do something to benefit the people of Maine and their tax dollars. We could roll it on the budget. I would prefer to have a vote on the floor because I think people need to see how their representatives and senators vote. Is this somebody I can trust to go after waste, fraud, and abuse? Get that roll call vote and let's get it done. I think it's extremely doable if we get Republican majorities, House, Senate, and Bobby Charles as governor. There's so much at stake this November. We're laying the foundation stone for the next 8 years. And that foundation stone has to be on the level if we're going to fix this state.
Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at laughlinwolfingtonrealty.com.